turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big
money at Menards. I read a stat that for the first time, one in four people will be making a turkey for the first time ever this year.
For the first time, it'll be their first time.
I guess
that makes sense. 2020, right? And they're telling everybody you got to separate small groups. So some people are going to take that risk whether they want to or not.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. This is your Chef Plum turkey bailout. Chef Plum from the Food Network. If you're cooking a turkey for the first time, Plum, what should you know and what should you do?
Right. Just, I don't want to screw this up.
Listen, I love the fact that some people are cooking for the first time. I think it's great. We should all be cooking more, don't you?
No, I've cooked enough in the last year. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the kitchen, man. I leave that to my wife, yep. But I get what you're saying.
Well, listen, I'll tell you the very, very first tip I can tell you. A lot of people get these, you know, big butterball turkeys from the grocery store. That's fine. That's great. But if you can get a fresh turkey, get it. But if you can't, make sure you pull your turkey early and it's not frozen. I'm telling you right now, try hard to get it out a day and a half ahead of time, 2 days ahead of time. There's nothing worse than a frozen turkey. That's the number one tip. You want to make sure it's thawed out before you cook it.
Do you put it on your counter for a day and a half, or do you put it in the refrigerator for a day and a half? Do you put it in a thing of water? How do you defrost it?
I tell you, one of the things I like to do is actually get a big cooler, you know, that you would put stuff in for the beach or for a picnic, and I will put a trash bag in there and then put the turkey in the cooler itself and just leave it out. Close the cooler, leave it. That turkey's cold enough to keep it at a safe temperature. So in my opinion, put it in the cooler, works fantastic.
Wow. And it's cleaner and easier, too, than ways that I've experienced in the past. I'm going to tell my wife that.
Just put it in the cooler. And generally, it's cold outside. Just put it in the cooler. Put the cooler on the deck, on the patio, whatever. Just do it on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. That way, come Thursday, that turkey's thawed out. And if you don't have space to do that, you know, a lot of people this year are going to do a smaller Thanksgiving. Maybe instead of doing a whole turkey, just do a turkey breast or something like that. And if that's the case, again, make sure it's thawed out ahead of time. That's one of the best things I could tell you. I mean, it's so important to do.
But what did you forget? What if you forget? Then what do? Can you microwave it like I'm a defrost button?
Oh, no. Listen, if you forget, the best thing you can do, you can still cook your turkey if it's frozen, okay? Just understand it's probably going to take about 50% longer time. And now I want you to not be in the habit of thinking about time to cook the turkey. Think temperature, okay? You want to pull that turkey at 160 degrees. Take your frozen turkey, put it in your pan, put it in the oven, blast it, 500 degrees. Just blast it, right? Pull it out about a half an hour later, then you want to reach and grab those giblets and all that stuff that's on the inside. You don't want to leave that in there. That's bad. Take that stuff out of there. It should be thawed out enough at that point to take that out. And then blast it in the oven at 500 for about another hour. Turn that temperature down to 350 and finish it in that oven at 350. So that way it's nice and brown on the outside, but understand it's going to take a little bit longer. Don't think time, think temperature. 160 degrees is perfect. Oh, and finally, the best thing I can tell you, if you're cooking a turkey for the first time, understand what it means to rest the protein, rest the meat. So important. Too many people pull the turkey out of the oven, they slice it. What was that movie, Raven, where they cut the turkey and it makes that sound? And
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen. So you want to pull it out, let it rest. What happens is as it rests, those juices redistribute through the meat. It keeps it nice, moist, and juicy. So let that turkey rest. So important.
So I guess the turkey needs to take a nap, too?
Don't ever do that again. Yeah.
That was perfect.
Don't ever let her do that again.
But that was great.
Chef Plum, I would rather just have you continue to talk if that's the effort we're going to get from her when you stop.
All right.
Never take a breath again.
Come on. Don't be afraid. Just make sure your turkey is not frozen and make sure you let it rest. That's the two biggest tips I can give you.
All right. Chef Plum from the Food Network. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be talking side dishes. Everything you need to know if you're putting out the best sides on your Thanksgiving table.
I mean, he's giving me the confidence to feel like I can actually do something, Anna.
There we go. Next, so many people got tagged on Facebook for that sister gift exchange. And I asked you whether or not I should do it. One person said something that hit really close to home. And now I've got a major situation on my hands. This is going to be a warning, and it's coming up next with Anna and Raven.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.